is Downsizing with Dave Goodman.
Hello there. As you now know, after many years of dieting and taking the fat off and piling it back on again, this year I decided I needed to do something drastic. To stage a surgical intervention, if you will, to keep the weight off forever. That, you might say, was the easy part. Because then came some serious decision-making. Which procedure to choose? Many of you, when you think about bariatric surgery, automatically think of the gastric band. That involves a tiny little ring placed around the top of your stomach, which is filled with saline, and it restricts the amount of food that you can eat. It's adjustable, so you can have it tightened if you're not losing weight as fast or successfully as you want. It's also removable too, so seems like a great option. You lose the weight, and then the band comes off. So the band sounds like the best option. But hang on, research shows that the band isn't that effective long term on maintaining weight loss. It can also get infected. And as I quickly discovered, it's not available at all where I live in Switzerland. So no gastric band for me. I was therefore left with the choice between two other way more terrifying procedures. The enticingly named sleeve gastrectomy or the gastric bypass. Despite both sounding like medieval tortures, these two operations are very different, but very effective weight loss tools. The doctor I was referred to explained to me, using a rather crude pencil and paper sketch, it has to be said, what each procedure involved. Let's start with the sleeve gastrectomy. What's the sleeve part, you might be wondering? Well, this operation involves removing around 80% of your existing stomach, leaving you with a banana-shaped sleeve. The surgery is performed laparoscopically. It's keyhole surgery, and the whole thing is done with just six very small incisions all around the abdomen. The surgeon uses robot arms to snip away at that huge stomach that's been causing you so much misery for years, and then staples together the new sleeve as he goes. What you're left with is a stomach that can hold around 150 to 200 millilitres, compared to more than a litre before surgery. Nothing else changes internally, just the size of your stomach. The idea being that post-surgery, you can only eat much smaller portion sizes than you can now, and you'll feel full quicker. Less food equals less calories equals much easier to maintain the weight loss. So far, so good. So what are the downsides? Well, there's the risk that the staples can get infected after the surgery, but that can usually be dealt with antibiotics. You can stretch the sleeve later too, if you push it by eating too much. And of course, you can cheat the sleeve if you want to, by eating every half an hour or so. Basically, when your stomach empties, you can fill it right back up again. Liquid calories, like alcohol, are also a very fast way to regaining the weight. But let's focus on the positives. The sleeve gives you the opportunity to lose weight and keep it off by helping you regulate how much you eat. What you eat is still up to you. No food is banned, but the point is, after the surgery, to have effective long-term weight loss, you have to make good food choices too. It isn't a magic wand. So, that's the sleeve. How about the bypass? Well, this one involves making a teeny tiny stomach out of your current stomach, about the size of a walnut. And they charmingly call this a pouch. This pouch can hold about 30 grams of food, so much smaller than the stomach that you end up with after a sleeve operation. It's connected to a small part of your small intestine, so the food goes through you much quicker. As a result, you absorb fewer calories. But because you absorb fewer calories, you can also struggle to absorb the right amount of nutrients too, and have to take supplements forever. But that's not too much of a problem, as I'm guzzling a Barocca every morning anyway. There's also a thing called dumping syndrome that can affect you after this operation. whereby certain sugary foods you eat give you cramps and nausea, the sweats, etc. It's sold as being an added bonus of the operation, particularly if you have a sweet tooth. If you get sick when you eat cake, you stop eating cake. Both surgeries require you to chew like a goat afterwards to ensure that the food is sufficiently masticated so your new delicate smaller stomach can cope. Mealtimes will last longer. You're supposed to eat very, very slowly and take 20 minutes to finish the new smaller portions of food. Doing this means that you'll know you're full before you stop eating. So, faced with two brutal but nonetheless effective procedures, which one should I choose? The bypass has been around for longer, around 50 years, so there's a lot more long-term research on that than the sleeve, which is around 20 years old. A lot of what I read suggested that the sleeve wasn't as effective long-term, but for me, it seemed the less mutilating of the two procedures. And research did suggest that the initial weight loss was similar. Nothing is guaranteed, though, as everybody and every body is different. After spending weeks looking at everything I could on each procedure, I went back to my surgeon to say that I had decided to have the op. He rather hastily started to check his diary as to when he could do it, until I explained that I'd decided on the sleeve gastrectomy. I explained that for someone of my size with a BMI of 36, just qualifying for the weight loss surgery because of my high blood pressure, that the sleeve seemed the less invasive of the procedures. There was something about keeping your old stomach and not having your pipes rearranged that I could deal with. Nothing really changed internally except the size of my gut. There wasn't the near certain probability of dumping syndrome too, although it can occur with the sleeve. And also, I'll be honest, as you can eat slightly more food with the sleeve than when you have the bypass, it seemed more attractive. Maybe I was thinking about it the wrong way. I mean, eating too much got me here in the first place. I should want to eat the smallest amount I could. But still, the sleeve felt like a radical enough intervention to eat less and achieve the long-term goal of keeping the weight off. So I told the surgeon all of this, and he stopped making plans to cut me open. He didn't do the sleeve gastrectomy. He didn't think it was as effective as the bypass. But he knew a man who did. So after months of visits and explanations, and tearing my heart and what's left of my hair out, agonising over this decision to have the surgery, I now found that I had to go and see someone else to have it done. But there was plenty more to do before that day came. Join me next time to find out about the psychological and physical preparations that I've had to make over the past few months. Thank you for listening. Please get in touch if you like. If you want to know more, if you've got any questions, if you want to share your experience, you can reach me on Twitter, Dave_A_Goodman. Till next time, take care.